Project Lioness. We have our own chapter here. They have a mission to provide love, a sense of security, warmth, and comfort to children who are seriously ill, traumatized, or otherwise in need through the gifts of new handmade baskets and afghans, lovingly created by volunteer blanketeers. And they also have a mission to provide a rewarding and fun service opportunity for interested individuals and groups in local communities for the benefit of children. The coordinator for our local chapter, Nancy Correll, is here in the studio, and we're going to talk about how she got involved and why she brought this project to Humboldt County. And it was really great when Nancy arrived to the studio today. She brought three beautiful examples of quilts and blankets. So really heartwarming, and what a great project. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the magazine.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me. I really appreciate KHSU's connection with the community so people can get the word out about things that they're passionate about. And I'm definitely passionate about Project Lioness.
Those are really amazing blankets. And why don't you tell the listeners why you decided to bring a project to Humboldt County and whatever else that you'd like to share about this?
Sure. I spent most of my working life in social services. I don't call it retired. I left work a few years ago. I've always been a volunteer of some sorts. About 2.5 years ago, I was on the internet, as one does, and I came across Project Lioness and read more about it. It resonated with me, and I thought, you know, I could do that. I'm very simple knitter, crocheter, sewer. So I looked on their national website, and I saw that there were no chapters close by. The closest one was down in Petaluma.
Wow.
So I called the chapter coordinator, and I said, you know, I really would like to participate. She said, great. So for 2 years, I made blankets and put them in boxes and mailed them to Petaluma. And about a year ago, as I was making one, I thought, you know, Humboldt County has so many generous people, creative people, giving people. I think that a chapter could happen here. So I worked with the national headquarters and got the go-ahead to start a chapter. I did that. Our first meeting was on May of the 1st. And I was really, my theory was true, because 15 people showed up. And in the last 3 months, we've made about 50 blankets.
Wow.
I've delivered 31 of them. And so I can see, you know, the whole mission of Project Lioness like in motion, and just made me really happy.
They're so comforting.
Yeah.
And so it's really so sweet. I mean, it really brought a tear to my eye when you were showing me the blankets, because I thought, oh.
Well, in fact, the woman who founded Project Lioness in the mid-1990s, Karen Laux, read an article and saw a photograph of a little girl about 7 years old going through chemo. She's bald, and she was holding onto a blanket. And the mother told Karen, you know, that blanket goes with her everywhere. Mm. So Karen connected with a physician in Denver, Colorado, and said, you know, I think that, would you be up for, if I can get blankets, can we get them to kids? And that's how Project Lioness was born. Mm-hmm. It now has over 300 chapters just in the United States.
Oh, really? 300. Mm-hmm.
It's in Canada and Europe, although it's not really connected to our national headquarters. So that idea that a blanket can provide comfort when you're not feeling well or you're having stress.
Right, it's where you go.
Really,
you want to just go lay down and curl up in a ball, and yeah. And it's such a great name, Lioness, with his blankets.
Right. Project Lioness, yes. Connected with Charles Schultz Corporation and was able to get the authorization to use the logo. So in every blanket, there's a label with Lioness and the kind of the, in, you know, reduced words, the mission of it. So
yeah.
Yes.
And how often do you meet? Why don't you invite listeners who would like to know more about joining you guys?
Sure. We meet once a month at the Bunny Hop Quilt Shop. That's at 1809 Albee Street in Eureka, the first Tuesday of every month, from 2:30 to 3:30. Generally, what I do is I have an agenda, and I share with the members what's happened in the last month. Do I have new agencies that I'm distributing to? Donations of fabric or yarn. We've also had a couple of make a blanket Saturdays where people get together and we make some blankets. But I want to stress that people who might be interested in doing this don't have to come to meetings. You know, they don't have to fundraise. I've had some blankets dropped off at the Bunny Hop Quilt Shop and Ocean Waves Quilt Shop, which is our drop-off locations, from people I don't even know that heard about it in articles. So for people that love to make things or feel like they would want to, some people say, you know, I've made so many quilts, my family says no more, but I could make them for kids. That's a way of getting involved. You can decide any level of participation, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's really great to know. And you have a website. Would you like to give that out?
Yeah, the website is humprojectlinus.org. And on the website, I think somebody could find out just about anything they would need to know. The blanket sizes, you know, blankets need to be washable, they need to be sturdy, the sizes are there. Also, who we've been distributing to, I think, is, again, part of the mission. We've been giving blankets to teens at the hospices, grief support group, children's shelter, the Forgotten Initiative that works with foster care kids and their parents and child welfare. So if anybody has questions after visiting the website, my phone number is 444-2473, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions or provide any other information to someone who might be interested in participating.
And you have free patterns on that website as well. And do you guys have a Facebook page or?
We don't have a Facebook page.
Okay, we're going to get you on Facebook. And you have, your artwork is here at the top of the website. That's really pretty beautiful.
I did. That was fun. I sketched a few blankets and hung them on redwood trees and thought that would be a symbol of the North Coast chapter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate you coming into the studio today. And the blankets are beautiful. And what a heartwarming thing to do. It's really, really great. And so do you go nationally to conferences or anything? And
I haven't yet. The conferences, the hometown is Belton, Missouri, which is, as you know, when you live on the North Coast, kind of ways away. but they do have them periodically. But I stay in touch with the coordinator of the Petaluma chapter.
Right.
So we sort of network that way. And on the website, there's groups so chapter coordinators can stay connected.
Okay. And that website again is humprojectlinus.org. Nancy, thank you for coming in. Nancy Carell.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure
chatting.
To have you here in the studio, and maybe you'll come back again.
Thank you, Danielle.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the KHSU Magazine. Up next is Food for Thought, a regular feature on Fridays.